There are many ways to speak about the Easter mystery of the risen life. In the beginning of Easter, we focus on baptism, which is when we receive this gift of new life, risen life. At the end of the Easter season, we'll focus more particularly on the Holy Spirit, Easter life as life in the Spirit. In the middle of Easter, where we are now, we are focusing on the Eucharist, which is the risen life given to us as food in the form of bread. Now, it doesn't mean that it's only in the middle of Easter. Even on Easter Day itself, the two apostles recognized him in the breaking of the bread. So Eucharist was there from the very beginning. But in this third week of Easter, we read from John chapter 6, which is the famous chapter on the bread of life. Another way of speaking about Easter is by looking at martyrdom. Today we read the story of the martyrdom of Saint Stephen. You might say, well, martyrdom, that sounds more like Lent than Easter. And that's exactly the point. Lent and Easter are two sides of the same coin. Martyrdom and glory are two sides of the same coin. And there's hardly a better way of seeing this than the story of Stephen. Stephen's martyrdom is both a brutal execution and a celebration of new life, a life of faith. So here's Stephen. He's dragged out of town and being stoned to death. And what we see here, well, we see two things. This is the thing. We see him being stoned by a furious mob, kind of like a riot. And you see in the news these days, mobs of people do violent things. That's what this is. But at the same time, we see what Stephen sees in faith. We see what he sees. Glory, the glory of God opening up on him. And Jesus himself in heaven. Now, did Stephen actually see Jesus the way it's described here? Apparently he did. But even before he had this vision, in faith he saw this. He was living in faith. He didn't, in some ways, he didn't have to have this vision of glory. It's as if this is given to us for our sake. And for him to say, this is what I can see. I don't know what you see. Maybe you see me being stoned to death, but what I see is heaven opening and Jesus, the Son of Man, standing at the right hand of God. Both Lent and Easter. It's important to note that Stephen does not simply see an idea of new life or a spirituality of resurrection or a philosophy that the church carried on after Jesus was executed. He sees Jesus himself. He sees the person. And this is so often emphasized in Easter. Not just that Jesus' teachings lived on in the church, but that Jesus himself lives on. We saw this on Sunday when Jesus appeared to the apostles. They thought he was a ghost. They couldn't figure it out. And he says, no, you touch my body, give me something to eat. I'm revealing myself as a real living man, living on the other side of death, but still a real living resurrected person. That's Easter. And that's what Stephen sees. He sees Jesus and he reveals Jesus. He starts to look more and more like Jesus. He talks like Jesus. At the end, he even says what Jesus said on the cross. Lord, receive my spirit. Do not hold this sin against them. It's an echo of what Jesus himself did as he died. And then it says here, when he said this, he fell asleep. It's a Christian way of saying death is not so intimidating. It's like falling asleep. What's so scary about that? Well, that's a rich instruction on Easter life, Easter faith, Stephen. Let's turn to the Gospel, another selection from the Discourse on the Bread of Life. The crowd is starting to get it, that Jesus is not talking about ordinary bread. He's not simply providing bread to eat. He's talking about something more, something from heaven, something more life-giving. And so the crowd says, well, give us some sign so that we can believe in you. He just did a great sign. He fed 5,000 people. But they want another sign. And it seems that they want him to do something to show that he's a new Moses. They say, well, our ancestors ate manna. What about you? And Jesus distinguishes between what Moses did and what God did. Now, it wasn't Moses who gave you the bread. It was my Father who gave you the manna. As if to say, I'm not just another Moses. I'm more. And when they ask him another question about bread, he says, not only is my Father giving you bread from heaven, manna, but I myself am the gift. Jesus is not simply giving bread from heaven the way Moses was an instrument for the manna. He himself is the gift. He himself is the bread. And so he says at the end of this passage, I am the bread of life. Whoever comes to me will never hunger. Whoever believes in me will never thirst. This is at the very heart of the Easter life, of the Christian life, Jesus himself. One of the challenges that has come upon the church during the pandemic is that people can't go to Mass. Many people still are unable to go to Mass and receive the Eucharist. This is the second Easter season in a row where people are being deprived of the Eucharist. And this is a very grave crisis. How can people live without the Eucharist? How can people live without the bread of life? Now, the secular authorities don't understand that, and they say, well, who needs Mass? Who needs religious gatherings? That's what they call them now, religious gatherings. Religious gatherings are like basketball games. They're nice to have, and it's nice to have if it's safe. And when it's safe, you can do it again. But for now, no. That's because they don't understand this. This gift of the bread of life. They don't understand that it's Jesus giving himself to us, giving his eternal life, risen life to us. They think it's just a religious gathering. Mass is not just a religious gathering. It's an encounter with Jesus, risen. It's him giving us himself. Sadly, it seems that even in the church, people are missing this and saying, oh yeah, we'll go back to Mass eventually. We'll go receive the Eucharist eventually. Let's wait until after this is all over. That's not how starving people talk. That's not how hungry people talk. They don't say, oh yeah, I'll wait. I'll eat later. So if we have faith in what Jesus is revealing here, we say, wait a minute. Let's figure out a way to eat. And the church should be saying, let's figure out a way to feed the people. If they can't come to the church, well, then the church should go to the people somehow. There should be a way. And people should be, well, maybe I shouldn't say what should be, what shouldn't be. I want to point out the centrality of this gift. We're going to talk about the bread of life all week. There's no sense talking about the bread of life if people aren't eating. It's like talking about the problem of world hunger. That's great. Talk about world hunger all you want, but what about hungry people who are not eating? Jesus says, I am the bread of life. Whoever comes to me will never hunger. The world is hungering on many levels, and Jesus wants to give us himself. So let's be fed, and let's feed the world with the life that we receive in Easter.